Ezekiel chapter 46.
Thus says the Lord God, The gate of the inner court that faces east shall remain closed on the 6 working days. But on the Sabbath day it shall be opened, and on the day of the new moon it shall be opened. The prince shall enter by the vestibule of the gate from outside, and shall take his stand by the post of the gate. The priest shall offer his burnt offering and his offerings of well-being, and he shall bow down at the threshold of the gate. Then he shall go out, but the gate shall not be closed until evening. The people of the land shall bow down at the entrance of that gate before the Lord on the Sabbaths and on the new moons. The burnt offering that the prince offers to the Lord on the Sabbath day shall be 6 lambs without blemish and a ram without blemish. And the grain offering with the ram shall be an ephah, and the grain offering with the lambs shall be as much as he wishes to give, together with a hin of oil to each ephah. On the day of the new moon he shall offer a young bull without blemish, and 6 lambs and a ram which shall be without blemish. As a grain offering he shall provide an ephah with the bull, and an ephah with the ram, and with the lambs as much as he wishes, together with a hin of oil to each ephah. When the prince enters, he shall come in by the vestibule of the gate, and he shall go out by the same way. When the people of the land come before the Lord at the appointed festivals, whoever enters by the north gate to worship shall go out by the south gate, and whoever enters by the south gate shall go out by the north gate. They shall not return by way of the gate by which they entered, but shall go out straight ahead. When they come in, the prince shall come in with them, and when they go out, he shall go out. At the festivals and the appointed seasons, the grain offering with a young bull shall be an ephah, and with a ram an ephah, and with the lambs as much as one wishes to give, together with a hin of oil to an ephah. When the prince provides a freewill offering, either a burnt offering or offerings of well-being as a freewill offering to the Lord, the gate facing east shall be opened for him, and he shall offer his burnt offering or his offerings of well-being as he does on the Sabbath day. Then he shall go out, and after he has gone out, the gate shall be closed. He shall provide a lamb, a yearling without blemish, for a burnt offering to the Lord daily. Morning by morning he shall provide it, and he shall provide a grain offering with it morning by morning regularly, 1/6 of an ephah and 1/3 of a hin of oil to moisten the choice flour, as a grain offering to the Lord. This is the ordinance for all time. Thus the lamb and the grain offering and the oil shall be provided morning by morning as a regular burnt offering. Thus says the Lord God, If the prince makes a gift to any of his sons out of his inheritance, it shall belong to his sons. It is their holding by inheritance. But if he makes a gift out of his inheritance to one of his servants, it shall be his to the year of liberty. Then it shall revert to the prince. Only his sons may keep a gift from his inheritance. The prince shall not take any of the inheritance of the people, thrusting them out of their holding. He shall give his sons their inheritance out of his own holding, so that none of my people shall be dispossessed of their holding. Then he brought me through the entrance, which was at the side of the gate, to the north row of the holy chambers for the priests. And there I saw a place at the extreme western end of them. He said to me,
This is the place where the priests shall boil the guilt offering and the sin offering, and where they shall bake the grain offering, in order not to bring them out into the outer court and so communicate holiness to the people.
Then he brought me out to the outer court and led me past the 4 corners of the court. And in each corner of the court there was a court. In the 4 corners of the court were small courts, 40 cubits long and 30 wide. The 4 were of the same size. On the inside, around each of the 4 courts, was a row of masonry, with hearths made at the bottom of the rows all around. Then he said to me,
These are the kitchens where those who serve at the temple shall boil the sacrifices of the people.